Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz, South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC, and you'll never guess where I am. If you can guess, call in at 515-605-9855 and tell me where you think I am. I've been a lot of places since September the 25th when I was doing a presentation in Pittsburgh at the ASALA conference, the 109th ASALA conference, where I presented a paper entitled Religion, Apartheid, The Power of Music, and the Marginalization of Women Musicians. It was very well received. And if you're interested, I can send you the video that I have on YouTube, which is really a PowerPoint. So I hope everyone out there is enjoying the first day of November, All Souls Day, as they call it. And how is your Halloween? It's beautiful where I am. I will tell you that the leaves are changing. So I'm not in South Florida. Now, my guest today is a tremendously talented young woman, Manon Mulliner. Manon was born in 1997 in Switzerland. She's a pianist from a musical family. She started playing piano at 4 and joined the Conservatory of Fribourg at 17. Her passion for jazz and Latin music led her to Cuba, where she deepened her knowledge of salsa music. Back in Switzerland, she continued at the Bern University of Music with Colin Vallon and Django Bates. In 2019, she recorded her first album, Reflejos, with Peruvian pianist Cesar Correa and Zurich percussionist David Stauffacher, performing in Switzerland and abroad. In 2023, Manon released Insomnia, the first album of her quintet, followed by a European tour of 50 concerts. So because Manon is in Switzerland, she may not be able to call in, but I'm going to play another piece by her. The first one you heard is called Charongo. And this one is Nieges d'Avril. So here we go. Manon Mulliner. That was Manon Mulliner, her composition, Neige d'Avril, and I believe Neige is snow of April. Well, if you live in Switzerland, it's a good chance, but no, it means perfume. It doesn't mean, I thought it was snow, but it looks like, it does mean snow. Yes, neige. I'm recalling my French from high school. So, yeah, I'm sure in Switzerland that Manon would experience a lot of snow. And in April, I lived in Switzerland for 2 years, from 94 to 96. And, yep, we had a lot of snow. Now, Le Temps, the publication, described Manon as the next generation of Swiss jazz musicians to watch closely. And I will tell you, I was in a Zoom with her, with Anna Sibongile Buda from South Africa. That's how I met Manon. And she played a piece for us from her Cuban songs, and I'm telling you, the girl is talented. She has performed at numerous clubs and festivals in Switzerland, France, Germany, Spain, Mexico, and Colombia. And in January of this year, 2024, she played at the Havana Jazz Festival in Cuba. Now, I went to that festival in 2023, and we had a great time. Performing as a duo with Emmett Cohen, De Ramir Gonzalez, and Jorge Luis Pacheco. In 2024, she received a grant from the Canton of Fribourg, that's Fribourg County, which allowed her to spend 4 months in New York working on her second album, scheduled for release in spring 2025. Her project was selected by the Jazz of Vienna Festival in France, Auvergne. It's Wien, France, to represent Switzerland, receiving support from the Jazz Contraband Festival. Her next album, Stories, recorded in New York, will be out in 2025. And I promise you, this young lady is someone to watch out for. Now, before I play her next piece, I want to tell you that we successfully produced the first Music Woman Festival in East Point, Georgia, on October the 17th and 19th. And I have to take my hat off to my daughter, Mimi Johnson, our media director, and her daughter, Papa Duke the poet. The two of them had a great lineup of spoken word artists and R&B. And also, we featured the Women in Jazz South Florida members, Rada Botafacina on harp, Kim Clark on bass, Rita Graham and Just Cynthia, vocalists. Then we had Reagan Whiteside and Carol Albert from Atlanta. And Reagan is a host on WCLK 91.9 FM Jazz in the City. That was our media sponsor. We also had Shanta Lana from Hype Magazine and Maverick Music Distribution. But the crowning glory of the festival was a five-piece, all-female ensemble, the JCFI Music Ensemble from Mamelodi, South Africa. They received a grant from the South African Sports and Arts Council, and they came all the way from Johannesburg. They performed for us, and then Kim Clark, the bassist, took them to New York for the next week. So they had a wonderful tour. You can see pictures on my Facebook page, which is Dr. Joan Cartwright. And it's also featured in our newsletter that you can get the link for at wijsf.org. We received a proclamation for Music Woman Day on October the 19th from Mayor Dina Holliday of the City of East Point. So every year, the City of East Point will honor music women in that city. And we will probably have an event to celebrate Music Woman Day. Now, you can call in at 515-605-9855. And we would love for you to tell me, where do you think I am in the country right now? I'll tell you, the leaves are changing from green to gold. So, you know, I must be somewhere north of the Mason-Dixon line. I have a very exciting announcement, but I'm going to play Manon Miller's third composition, Summer Jam. Here we go. Thank you. Manon Mourner, the lady is a talent, definitely, and she has embraced Cuban music with fervor. So you want to go to her website, manon-mourner.ch, and listen to more of her music. Well, because Manon hasn't called in, and we don't have any callers today, I'm going to make this a short show. But we encourage all women musicians to join Women in Jazz South Florida, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization in its 17th year of promoting women musicians globally. We have 446 members from 29 states and 23 countries. We also have 77 men that support our mission to promote women musicians globally. Manon is one of our newer members that we met through our international president, Anna Sibongile Buda from South Africa. If you're interested, you may email me at wijsf@yahoo.com. And be sure to tell all of your friends about this radio podcast. I've been doing this since 2008, and I've interviewed well over 450, probably closer to 500 women composers. So no one could say that women do not write and perform their own music. Now, just to take us out, I'm going to play the first tune, Chorongo by Manon, and we wish you a wonderful November. This is Dr. Diva JC featuring Manon Molliner from Fribourg, Switzerland.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.